Oh my God. Guys, the Broski Podcast, episode 22. It's been so long. This Broski time skip is the most crazy by far. The last episode we did, we recorded a year ago. We recorded on March 30th. We're recording this on April 9th, 2024. A lot has changed. We moved. We now live together. And Sophie's also in the same house. The Broski mascot has changed. I don't live with Riley anymore. I miss her every day. But now we have an evil cat named Phoebe. She's a beautiful tortoiseshell cat. But she is evil. Dylan is a girl. But we're not changing the YouTube name or anything. We're still going to be the Broskis. Because girls can be Broskis too, guys. You should know that we're open and accepting about this.
I know. A lot of people just fell to their knees in the audience because a lot of the Broski fans hate women. Whenever Sophie came on, we had so many comments like, can you stop bringing women on the podcast? But they kept listening to it anyway, even though she was on like 3 episodes.
I don't know if you realize this, Dylan, but a lot of Broski fans are Fujoshis. Like, our audience is mostly women that want us to have sex. But now that you publicly identify as a woman, like, their hearts just exploded and shattered into a million pieces.
Well, I mean, Sophie herself was really for the Broski yaoi, but now that it would be straight, it's just not funny anymore. It's only funny when it's gay.
When you came out as a woman, I saw tears rolling down Sophie's cheek, and we were like, do you hate trans people? And she was like, it's not that. My favorite boy love podcast is over. It was really bigoted, and honestly, she should be canceled for that, but anyway,
add it to the Mimi Yori doc, guys.
102 pages long so far. It's gonna be worse than Yakirisu when it drops. There's gonna be like 10 different people, like, my experience with Mimi Yori. Anyway, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah, we introduced ourselves.
We kind of just assumed you'd be return listeners, but this could be your first episode, in which case that was a crazy opener. But I'm Matthew. Well, I'm Jinjo. I'm the main Broski, as always, and with me is my adorable sidekick, Dylan.
Hi, I'm Dylan. That's me.
You're not gonna, like, fight back against that?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to talk about because it's been so long.
I mean, at this point, we have so many stories. It's so incomprehensible. We can't fit everything in one episode. So I guess just casually we'll just bring up shit that's been happening.
Yeah, well, and another thing is that, like, I've still been recording podcasts with Asterio. So, I mean, Lime and Kognos went on a couple-month break at one point, but nowhere near as long as this. But it's always easier to record podcasts with Asterio than it is with you, because I don't talk to Asterio every day like I do you.
Especially now that we live together, we already talked every day on Discord, me, you, and Sophie always. But now we live with each other, so
yeah, we kind of have to ham up our relationship, like things that go unsaid, or I have to just tell you things that you probably already knew. But anyway, things have been crazy. We moved. Dylan, put our address on screen in case the fans want to visit us.
So please come here. If you have any fan mail, drop it off at the house personally. Like, don't mail it. Like, this is what we want. We trust everyone in the audience.
But yeah, we moved in May. So before the last episode of the podcast came out, we had moved, and we haven't done anything with this yet. Well, we filmed some IRL content that went on like Sophie's channel and shit, but nothing for this channel yet, which is strange because we've been quite the opportune time. But also, I got a new job and I have to work 10 hours every day. I've complained about it before on the Lime and the Coconut, so that sucks up a lot of my time.
Well, also, to be fair, it's not like we haven't made no content at all. It's just only on this channel. Like you said, you've been doing Lime and Coconut. You started your own solo channel, if you want to talk about that real quick.
Yeah, I made a secondary channel called Blue Jinjo, where I do, like, unscripted videos. It's mostly just been manga reviews so far. I want to keep doing more, but I fell off of it after I got COVID, and then it was hard for me to get back in the rhythm of it, but I was trying to do it every week for a bit there, but now I haven't uploaded on in a couple months, but it will be back.
I think I've done like a couple Mimioi videos. I just uploaded my own first video. I don't know how often I'll do videos there, but yeah, we've been doing stuff.
The Dylan solo content has finally arrived. On Mimioi, we basically upload like a broski vlog of us going to see End of Evangelion, so was cool.
If you follow us on Twitter, I basically just said like, what if the broski vlog was like an Evangelion? If you watch the 21 day video, you might like that. It's not like exactly the same, but you know, it's a nice video. You see it.
It's shorter and we're more naturally funny people now, but the 21 day video is still good. I'm not dissing, but we have more raw talent now.
We've been wanting to record for quite some time. It's just, we'll get to it eventually, because it's been so long. So after this, hopefully you see more content from us, because we're finally getting back into the groove. But yeah, this has been a pretty long intro, just about like, yeah, we've been gone, and we want to make more content. Let's get into the real shit.
Well, my idea coming into this, Dylan, is to not promise people that we will be doing this weekly or bi-weekly or anything. So then if we actually accomplish it, it's a nice surprise. But we have had too many return episodes where we're like, and we're going to start doing this every other week. And then we went on a year hiatus.
Yeah, we're not doing that shit. I'm just saying, now that we finally did an episode, perhaps more will come.
The chances are more likely, like a gambler winning on the slot machine. Did you know you're more likely to win again if you just won on the slot machine? So keep putting all of your money back in. You'll win big. Anyway, we're recording this on April 9th. Yesterday was the total eclipse.
Oh, shit.
We live in a state that reached totality. We had to drive a little bit, but we live in a state that reached totality. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've ever seen a total eclipse, and you can't explain how, like, cool it is. It's, like, everything becomes dark, and it was, like, 3 minutes it lasted. The sky went dark, and I don't even know! This sounds dumb, but it's cool shit!
Yeah, you sound like a blubbering idiot trying to explain the eclipse, so let me explain in eloquent words for our audience. It was like a curtain of pure darkness covering the beautiful bright sun in the sky for but a mere moment, and then suddenly the brightness makes the curtain vanish and explode away, revealing the sun. Sorry, it's hard to improv like a artistic description of the eclipse, but it was cool. It looked like it does in Melty Blood, the icon in Melty Blood when you're in eclipse mode. It looked like that. Yeah. But we had to, it was really hard to watch the eclipse because everyone was heading to the spots that had totality in our state. So once we got there in like the big city, there was no parking and like the park was completely full. So we ended up driving to a church that was nearby and then just watching it in like the field in front of the church.
And yeah, no one is there. We were like all alone.
There were some ladies in the parking lot, and they started screaming when it reached totality, but for the most part, we were alone. But we had a lot of fun before and after the eclipse. We met up with some friends, and we did some shopping. We went to, like, two different disc replays. The first one, I found The Typing of the Dead for $100, but with my coupon, I got it for 20% off, so it was $80. And that's one of the greatest games of all time. Do you know what The Typing of the Dead is? Do you know what The Typing of the Dead is, Dylan?
It's a video game where there's like zombies and you kill them by typing out words.
You were supposed to say, no, I don't know what it is. So then I could explain it to the audience in a better way.
Okay. Ask the question again.
Do you know what The Typing of the Dead is, Dylan?
No, I don't.
Okay, so it's like The House of the Dead 2, the classic railgun shooter where you shoot at zombies and kill them. But instead of shooting at the zombies, you type out words or sentences depending on how high your difficulty and how far you are in the game. And you type out like quirky things, like they have you type out some crazy shit like my wife's boyfriend and stuff like that. You know, it's crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
I have a good idea. So you know like how Rock Band and Guitar Hero, they're just like Fortnite now. Like, Fortnite just made the new one. They bought the company or whatever.
Yeah, they bought Harmonix.
Yeah, so then in Fortnite, they added Fortnite Festival, and you can just play their games there now, basically. I think they should do the same for Typing of the Dead. And they should collab with the Brokies, so you can have, like, some great sentences, like,
There's nothing like raw corpse pussy in the morning. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. You know, typing games make me think, do you remember that, that typing game on Mindplex that you could only play if you were, like, a Mindplex VIP? And the reason you could only play it if you were a Mindplex VIP is because it would often crash people's games.
Yeah, it's so broken.
It didn't even work. It didn't even fucking work.
I think
Mindplex died, by the way.
Oh yeah,
while
I was
about
to say. I think you can still play it if you have. No, they shut down, like what, sometime last year.
Christmas 2022, we recorded the Mindplex Advent Calendar. Like every year we had been playing the Mindplex Advent Calendar. We were like, this might be the last time. This might be the last time. But 2022, we recorded it. And then we were going to work on it, but Dylan's computer was actually shitting the fucking bed.
No,
so
it was my internet could not download any of the footage. So I only have like the first 11 days.
That's your computer shitting the bed if your internet isn't working. That's part of it.
Yes, okay.
Your Wi-Fi card probably sucked. But anyway, we have it. And then Mindplex shut down like the next year. So that was the last Advent Calendar, and we have it all on recording, but we haven't edited it yet or anything.
Yeah, one of them you tried like uploading Unlisted to YouTube so I could just download it there. Like, we needed to find some way to do it. And in this episode, Mindplex's moderation at this point was like dog shit. So some dude was saying like really racist shit in the chat, and Matthew would like, he wasn't saying the shit. He would read it out, but obviously, like, not say the horrible,
the
like,
guy was,
mean
like,
words.
Talking about ethnic cleansing. And if I remember correctly, what he said didn't have any slurs, or at least some of it didn't. And I read it out, like, what? What did he just say, Dylan? And I upload this video unlisted to one of my secondary YouTube channels so then Dylan could put it in a YouTube video downloader and download it. Because that's how desperate we were to get Dylan this footage somehow. And this was obviously before we lived together. Then YouTube struck the video for hate speech. And when I appealed it, they were like, we'll take a look at it. And then they looked at it and were like, sorry, after review, your video does contain hate speech. Fuck you.
Yeah, the freaking robot AI did it. I hate you.
Yeah, I have one warning on that channel. Or I have one strike on that channel because I got a warning a couple months prior for my 500 video meme playlist. They gave me before you get strikes, you get one warning that lasts forever. It never goes away. I got my warning on that channel for my fucking meme playlist that had no videos I had personally uploaded. There was like barely any videos that were like offensive in that playlist. I can think of like maybe two. You guys know the video of the guy and his computer is going to restart and he blames Obama and he says some questionable things. That was in there, but that was like the first video I thought of when they struck the playlist, and that upload I had in it is still fucking up on YouTube, so I don't know why they'd strike my playlist and give me a warning and delete my 500 video meme playlist of all my favorite memes and fucking give me a warning when all the memes are still up separately. I hate YouTube.
Hey, at least
and
we
that's
still
why
have
we're
Shadow
moving
Goes
to Kick.
Burger King.
Yeah, we still got Shadow Goes to Burger King. The Broskis are moving to Kick as well because of this.
Yeah, so we know everyone, you've been waiting for the live stream. Don't worry, they're coming on Kick. We got a deal. They gave us like a sponsored deal. We're going to be making $1 an hour.
Yeah, whoever owns Kick, was it Trainwreck? True, and that's true. That's pretty true. That's true. And
oh, that's
yeah,
him.
That's true. Yeah, that's him. He's the guy that owns Kick. He came to us and he was like, Broskis, I'll give you $1.53 up front to stop streaming on Twitch and YouTube and stream exclusively on Kick. And we were like, shit, this is a lucrative deal, Dylan. We huddled together. We were like, hold on, give us a second to deliberate over this. And me and Dylan, like, hunched over, and we were like, it was a lucrative deal, Dylan, but I don't know. I mean, we're getting, like, a lot of super chats on YouTube. I mean, what are we going to do? But then we decided to take the deal, and so far is paid out very well. We're homeless, and we're starving, but we still have, like, roughly 20 cents of the initial signing fee. So, yeah, it's
and
going
I
pretty
just,
well.
I just love all my fellow streamers on Kick. I mean, they're all just, like, good people.
We got Jeffrey Epstein. We got Adolf Hitler. We got Stalin. Yeah, we got Mussolini. Yeah, we got a lot of the goats here on Kick. So, an event almost as big as the Eclipse also happened recently. It was leaked first, and then it came out officially, but Sonic is at IHOP right now.
You can get freaking Sonic pancakes, Amy waffles with strawberries, Shadow chocolate pancakes,
Hold on, let me Google exactly what it is.
Okay, no. So, I'm gonna do it from memory, because I'm so smart, okay?
No, you're ruining that fucking podcast.
No. It's blueberry pancakes for Sonic, a chicken sandwich for Knuckles, a pancake, two eggs, and two bacon. Oh, no, two pancakes, two bacon, and two eggs for Tails, because it's like doubled for Tails. Amy is waffles with strawberries. Shadow was chocolate pancakes. And Eggman, I don't freaking remember.
You know, you actually did so well, I thought you were just reading off the photo and lying. Eggman has the Dr. Eggman's Benedict. So it's like an Eggs Benedict, which is a thing. I'm not 100% sure what an Eggs Benedict is.
Anyway, you know, frick it. Let's make the Brokies Sonic IHOP vlog. This is not a promise.
We're not fucking making that. Eggs Benedict is a common American breakfast or brunch dish consisting of two halves of an English muffin, each topped with Canadian bacon, a poached egg, and hollandaise sauce. It was popularized in New York City. So that's what Eggman has to offer.
I got a great idea. Let me check the IHOP app right now. So through the promotion, you can get an Amy skin in Sonic Superstars. Is that the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get Amy and Sonic Superstars in, like, a little, like, IHOP-made waitress outfit, something like that. You get it for, like, 5 IHOP points, which you get for free on your first order with the app, or, like, 5 points. I think it's, like, 1 for every, like, $5 you spend, so you have to spend $25 to get the 5 points. But they don't just offer the Amy skin. You can get Sonic Origins Plus for 30 coins, Sonic Superstars for 40 coins, and also Sonic Frontiers for 40 coins.
You can just get whole games, like the digital download codes,
yeah,
if I eat at IHOP enough.
Now, if it is $5 for a coin, that's a lot to get 40.
You have to be an IHOP maniac to be able to afford
Sonic Frontiers. All right, new video idea. Not leaving IHOP until you get enough Pancoin to get Sonic Frontiers.
That's actually a really good idea. Fat people be like,
that's a normal amount of IHOP for me. I could probably get like 1 billion copies of Sonic Frontiers.
That'd be
Sorry,
like,
that was really offensive. You say it's $5 for one Pancoin?
Yeah.
Well, it's 40 Pancoin, so...
Yeah, $200. So, I mean, if you have, like, a giant family, bring in, like, 8 people, you can get freaking Sonic Frontiers for free.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually not bad. You just have to have 2 big IHOP family dinners in the time this promotion is going on, and you can get 1 free copy of Sonic Frontiers or Sonic Superstars.
All right. You're gonna see us there. We don't have any of these games. We do, so we're gonna be eating there until we get the freaking Sonic Superstars. Now you might just be saying you could just spend like the $40, $60, whatever it is, to get Sonic Frontiers, but I could be eating pancakes while I do it and pay like more than double.
Actually, if you love IHOP, and you don't own these Sonic games yet, it's not the worst deal in the world. Think about it economically. I'll give you time to think about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this. We should do this. So, I think you own these games like physically on your Xbox, but you don't have them on the PS5, you don't have them on your Switch. So, we should just start eating at IHOP every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, we can totally afford that.
Yeah, but which
speaking of being able to afford that, you guys, today's sponsor, are you ready? That's right.
Sponsored? We got a sponsor?
Yeah, are you ready to hear what the sponsor is?
Okay.
Today, thanks to Stumble Guys for sponsoring this podcast.
Dude, so what's this Stumble Guys? It kind of sounds like Fall Guys.
No, it fucking doesn't.
What's this Stumble Guys? It sounds fun.
Well, Stumble Guys is a massive multiplayer online game where you and a bunch of your friends or strangers can battle it out in platforming challenges.
Oh, kind of like Fall Guys.
No, it's not.
Oh, kind of like Mario multiplayer. That sounds fun.
Sure, you could say that. Stumble Guys is free on iOS.
Loyal Broski fan, have you ever had a burning question that you wanted to ask the Broskis, but you couldn't get through our mountain of DM requests? Well, you're in luck, because the next episode of the Broski Podcast will be a Q&A where we respond to your curious cat questions. That's right. If you look in the description of this episode of the Broski Podcast you're listening to right now, you will find a link to a Curious Cat page where you can ask us any question. We will answer any question, no matter how personal, no matter how private, no matter how mundane, we will answer any question. So please send in any question you want. Thank you for listening to the Broski Podcast.
Back to you having a new job, though. You copied me, first of all, because I would read manga on my break.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. You copied me.
But I've been doing it longer than you, though.
I didn't know.
You literally copied me, though.
You started ramping it up after I did it, but go ahead. Keep on talking.
Yeah, so you started reading a lot more manga.
Yeah, I just spend all of my breaks at work, my 2 10-minute breaks, actually they're 15-minute breaks now because they've been working us to the bone, and my 30-minute unpaid lunch. So that's an hour to read manga at work 5 days a week. So that's 5 hours of manga every week. That's a lot of manga to get through. But this started, the first one I did was Bleach. I went through like all 74 volumes of Bleach in like less than 2 months. Then after that, what did I read after Bleach? I don't even remember.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I spun a wheel to see what I'd read next. I ended up reading like a kind of underground manga that was written by the guy that wrote Fist of the North Star called Sanctuary. It was a political thriller and it was good. Then after Sanctuary, I read Gantz, which is Omega Peak. No one will listen to me. No one will believe me. Dylan won't read it. Sophie won't read it. I can't get anyone to read it, but Gantz is Omega Peak. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of comments. Yeah, we're not going to read this just dumb anime stuff you like. No one's going to read it, bro.
After Gantz, I read Trigun, and Trigun was really good, too. Then after Trigun, I read Nana because Dylan wanted me to read Nana. Nana was really good. Then after Nana, I read Dragon Ball, which we'll talk about at a later date. And then after Dragon Ball, I'm reading Reborn right now. I read Chainsaw Man and Scott Pilgrim. After Dragon Ball, and now I'm reading
manga,
Reborn.
And the Scott Pilgrim anime isn't an anime, because...
So is your role on this podcast just to, like, be annoying and not, like, put in any actual input? You're just, like, antagonizing me?
Well,
you're just trying to be a villain?
Is that your only...
No, don't act, like, scared now.
No,
stop!
No,
stop!
Bitch,
stop
I'm just,
fucking
I'm just
talking!
I'm...
No! You will sit there and you will fucking listen to me for once in your goddamn life. You will let me talk, okay? Because all you've been doing on this fucking episode, you've had some input here and there, but you think you're being a little fucking jokester. You think you're being funny by like
bit.
Fucking antagonizing. No, shut up. Stop fucking talking. You will speak when I am finished and it's your fucking turn to speak.
Okay, you
now,
don't know.
Now, you will not fucking speak. Stop. Stop. Okay?
Okay.
The next words out of your mouth better be okay so I know you understood. What?
Okay.
Okay.
Bitch.
You have been antagonizing me this whole episode. In this past year that we haven't been recording, you have been a fucking villain. You have been a fucking menace to goddamn society. You are driving me fucking crazy. And you've just been antagonizing me. You're making fun of me whenever I'm like trying to say something, whether it's serious or a joke. You're always behind me and you repeat what I said. So I'm like, oh, my grandma died. And you're like, me and my dad. What the fuck? Genuinely, what the fuck is your problem? And when you go home, you go home 30 minutes before me. You take your lunch 30 minutes before me at work. And you go home and you'll pick up whatever lunch Sophie made for me that day. And the past fucking 2 weeks, I haven't had a lunch. And I asked Sophie about that. And she's like, I've been making you lunches. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? Turns out you've been eating all my fucking lunches.
What? I get hungry.
Why? Stop.
I'm growing.
You're hungry. You're growing.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You're growing.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. Dylan, I get 2 triple cheeseburgers from Wendy's for lunch, bro. You ate both my fucking triple cheeseburgers. You don't need both those fucking triple cheeseburgers. What the fuck is your problem?
To be honest, I only ate like a quarter of one of them and I threw the rest of it out.
You ate a quarter of one of them and then threw out the one you ate a little bit of and the other completely untouched cheeseburger.
Well, yeah, I mean, I felt like you wouldn't want it at that point.
Fuck you. You're fucking insane. And the other thing you've been doing is that when we're like driving home from work or we're driving somewhere and if I'm in the passenger seat and you're driving, every once in a while, you'll be like driving at like 60 on the highway. And then even if there's cars behind us, you'll slam on the brakes and just stop. And then you'll laugh. You'll laugh at me when like I jump forward, I've hit my head on like the dashboard and you just fucking pointed and laughed at me and then just started driving
again.
In
my defense, it's pretty funny. I've been filming it for like a prank compilation upload.
You almost caused a fucking like 8 car pileup when we were on the highway the other day coming back from the eclipse.
Well, think
what
about
is your
it.
Fucking
think
problem?
Think about the
you're
revenue
like a,
we'd make.
You're a psychopath. You're a fucking psychopath. You're a sociopath. Let me get this band-aid off first. I'm not a sociopath.
I don't know if anyone would even get that reference.
We can't find the fucking video.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So, like, 8 years ago. Was it 8 years ago? It was forever
ago.
Maybe not 8 years ago. When Zaptai was, quote, outed as a sociopath. I guess he ended up not being a sociopath, and he's back now under a new username. I like Zaptai videos. That whole fucking stupid drama with Hot Wet Soup, which was his podcast. Zaptai was a commentary YouTuber, by the way, because a lot of you probably don't even know who this fucking guy is. He was outed as a sociopath. He was outed for something else. Then he came out as a sociopath. Then he was like, okay, I lied. I'm not a sociopath. And then he left the internet for a while. It was insane. It was fucking insane.
I think there might have been more to it, or like more allegations and stuff, but I don't remember and I haven't really followed the story since. So.
Was the Mr. Beast episode of Hot Wet Soup before or after Zaptai
left
the show?
That was after he left.
Damn, Zaptai didn't get to meet Mr. fucking Beast. I met Mr. Beast. You know that?
Mr. Beast?
Yeah, I met Mr. Beast.
Really?
Did you hear about the time I met Mr. Beast?
No, tell me about it.
Okay, so... I had gone up to my parents' house to visit them, and I was driving back. It was just me, I can drive. I was driving back, And on the highway in front of me, there's this guy. He's trying to start a convoy. Do you know what a convoy is?
Wait, how close were you to home?
Like 4-5 hours. We were near the world's largest Buc-ee's.
Oh, the Buc-ee's, yeah.
Yeah, we were right near the world's largest Buc-ee's. Okay, so there's a trucker in front of me trying to start a convoy. Do you know what a convoy is?
Not really, no.
Okay, it's when all the truckers, like, get on their radios and they make, like, a community to drive together to their destinations. So, like, if one pulls over for gas, they all pull over for gas. And we all, like, drive together. Yeah, it's like a trucker community thing. So I was in my pickup truck, and this truck in front of me, he was in his pickup truck. And he starts radioing to try and start a convoy. So I pick up, a couple other guys pick up, but I kind of recognize the guy on the radio trying to start a convoy.
You're not going to tell me Jimmy Donaldson was in that truck.
It wasn't Jimmy Donaldson, but it might have... Well, okay, you'll see. It wasn't Jimmy Donaldson on the radio, but I was like, dude, like, I can't... Who the fuck is on the other end of this radio?
Are you going to tell me?
No, stop! Don't spoil it! Don't fucking spoil it, please! So I was listening to, like, Mr. Beast videos that, like, I usually do when I'm trucking my way home. And I'm listening to this Mr. Beast video. And it's like, the last guy to take his hand off this Ferrari gets to keep the Ferrari and $10,000. So, like, Mr. Beast, you know, his voice is super recognizable. The Viking guy. I don't remember his name. His voice super recognizable. You know, the other Mr. Beast friends. Then you hear this pussy-ass voice. It's like, oh boy, I sure hope I do win that. I sure hope I do win the car. And then, so I'm listening to the video, so I can't see the face. But then they're all like, oh, Chandler, you card. And like, I'm like, oh, holy shit. That's the guy I heard on the convoy radio. It's Chandler from Mr. Beast. So I get on the radio. I get on the trucker radio. I'm like, yo, this is gonna sound crazy, but are you Chandler from Mr. Beast? And then there's, pardon my pun, there's radio silence over the radio for a moment, and I'm like, oh fuck, it's not Chandler.
You ruined it.
And this is about to get so awkward because it's not Chandler. But then I hear, click, the sound of the radio turning on. Click. I'm always happy to meet a fan. Dude, like, I started, like, out of excitement, I started just, like, leaning on my horn. Like, I started slamming my horn over and over again.
You started swerving and shit on the highway?
I started boom, boom, boom. And all the other truckers of the convoy, they started flailing their horns, too. They were like, boom, boom, boom. We were all just, like, driving on the highway. We probably killed a couple people in their, like, little Honda Civics, because we ran over some people because we're in big trucks, so like we're stronger than them and we're not really concerned about their lives or anything. So we killed a couple people, and then so we're just like shooting the shit now, all of us on the radio, me, Chandler, you know, some other guys. We're just like shooting the shit now, you know. I think Ian Miles Chong was there.
What?
So we're just
I
having the
died.
Time of our lives. No, he barely actually, that was a Dylan, don't tell anyone. But that wasn't the real Ian Miles Chong. That was a doppelganger that he paid to die in his place.
Oh, yeah, so it's kind of like the presidency, like how like Joe Biden isn't the president. But...
Well, what happened was he got a single dad to two daughters whose wife had died of cancer a couple years prior. And Mr. Chong promised him he would pay for his daughter's college, complete college and groceries for the next like 15 years if he promised to die in Mr. Chong's place during the Malaysia assassination attempt. So that wasn't Ian Miles Chong. That was a single father of two little girls who died in his place.
That makes me feel so much better. I was so worried about him.
But anyway, so Chandler was like, guys, we're gonna pull over at a gas station. I have a surprise for you. So, we get to where the gas station is, and we start pulling in, and then Ian Miles Chong over the radio is like,
well, hold on, Chandler. This isn't a gas station. This is a second Buc-ee's.
Dude, we start
Chandler
pulling into
Chandler took you to a Buc-ee's?
Yeah, we started pulling into the
you
second
came inside
largest.
Of Bussy with Chandler.
Yes, we came. I came inside the Bussy with Chandler. So we started pulling into the second largest Bussy. You know, I get out of my truck. Ian Miles Chong gets out of his truck. Chandler gets out of his truck. Michael Jackson gets out of his truck. And,
oh,
and Chandler's like,
I
guys.
I love Michael Jackson. I loved when we talked to him last year.
So Chandler, he's like, guys, follow me into the Buc-ee's. So we go into the Buc-ee's and you're not going to believe who was waiting inside the Buc-ee's.
You're not
going to
tell me Jimmy Donaldson was inside the Bussy's.
Dude, standing right by the Dunkaroos in some Jordans, some saggy jeans, a big white t-shirt, gold chain around his neck. He was like standing, he was doing the peace sign at us. Jimmy goddamn Donaldson, dude. Mr. fucking Beast. And I was literally like, oh my god, Mr. Beast, I'm your biggest fan. And then Mr. Beast was like, I'm always happy to meet a fan. And like we hugged.
I knew he was a good guy.
No, he was a fucking great guy. So me and Mr. Beast and Chandler and Ian Miles Chong and yeah, so all of us, we were like chilling and we were chilling at the Buc-ee's and then Chandler committed suicide.
What?
In front of us.